Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for holding this important hearing. I want to note that while my colleague, Senator Blumenthal, is here along with me, that we have six or seven of our colleagues who are joining us remotely, and we thank them for being part of this hearing today. The impact of the COVID-19 pandemic is fundamentally a public health crisis, but its impact on the economy is global without parallel. The coronavirus has heightened the importance and also the vulnerability of our aviation ecosystem. We need to connect America, its communities, and we need to keep employing people around the globe. We have learned, just as with the Spanish flu, that this virus travels through people and transportation routes and sectors. So we know we're here today to talk about what are the impacts of the virus on aviation and what do we need to do for the future to better prepare. On March 27th, the CARES Act was signed into law, and a historic part of the $2 trillion rescue package was specifically dedicating $32 billion in payroll assistance for workers and $46 billion in loans to stabilize America's aviation sector. We're going to hear today from some of the witnesses to talk about that. But particularly, I want to emphasize the fact that we want to hear from the Treasury Office about the payroll support program and ensuring that the CARES Act was used specifically to support payroll protection. I also want to hear from the aviation manufacturing sector and what this legislation has done to help us keep essential aviation workers that are so critical for America's competitiveness in a manufacturing economy. In particular, we want to see how the aviation sector is responding post this COVID CARES Act legislation, but we are very concerned that when hours are being reduced of aviation airline workers, this is counter to what the legislation entailed. I will be sending a letter along with Senators Brown and Schumer to the Treasury Secretary to clarify that mandatory or forced reductions in payroll hours is not what the CARES Act intended. We recognize the challenges facing the industry, and we recognize the challenges in facing this disease. We know that demand has plummeted and that airplanes are grounded and that airports have been empty. So we're going to hear today about those challenges and how we can keep moving forward to protect the flying public as they return. We're going to hear from a witness, Eric Fanning, who's going to talk about how this business was critical to national security of the aviation sector and what we can do to continue to move forward with getting manufacturing in a safe environment. We're also going to hear from Mr. Hopley about the implementation to our airports and airport systems. Clearly, they have been hard hit and impacted by the loss of revenue, and the CARES Act helped deliver some resources to sustain them through this crisis. But I especially want to welcome and hear from Dr. Hillary Godwin, the Dean of the University of Washington School of Public Health and Professor in the Department of Environmental and Occupational Health Sciences. While we're focusing on the impacts of industry, we need to think about this disease and what we need to do to prepare and make our workers safe in the aviation environment. We need to listen to our scientists like Dr. Godwin. They will tell us how best to protect workers. They will tell us how to best protect the public, and particularly in the case of resurgence. Dr. Godwin's expertise has played a strong and active role in Washington's response to the coronavirus. And right now, I believe we need multiple federal agencies like CDC, NIH, DHS, and DOT to better coordinate information to the traveling public about the phases of reopening. We have states and public health authorities across the country looking for leadership to tell our aviation traveling public what are the most necessary procedures and how to follow them. I do not want to see a balkanization of safety issues where everybody has somewhat of an opinion, or I should say, even of the industry. I want to see a uniform standard that this is what safety in aviation requires on the manufacturing side, in our airports, and on our airplanes. So I look forward to hearing from our witnesses today. We need to show the traveling public that we can make aviation safe for the future. We need to discuss what those solutions look like today and make sure that we're enforcing public health standards and reaching those goals. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for having the hearing. I would, if I could, also enter into the record a letter from the Association of Flight Attendants on their testimony as it relates to the COVID package and the payroll support program, making sure that workers are not forcefully reduced in hours. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And-